Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I feel like I have done this intro probably more than 1,000 times in over 2 years, but you know what? It is all good. I thought about the other day that I haven't been actually saying the rest of it for a while. I guess I kind of gave that a break when I say, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made and we should rejoice and be glad in it. And what does it mean to rejoice? Well, I haven't done that in a while, but I need for the devil to know that I am still rejoicing. As the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I am rejoicing. And again, I say rejoice. And so that's a clear message. Even amid the attacks, I am still rejoicing. How about you? Are you enjoying this day? I don't know where you are. I don't even know who you are. I cannot see you. The only person I can see right now is me in this studio booth with the long length mirror. I can't see your face. I'm talking to you, but I cannot see your face. Only God knows who I'm talking to on today. And so if you are here with me, be it at this time, be it later, be it days later, be it months later, be it years later, I don't know. I just am so glad to have the opportunity to just share this time. And so again, I am not doing any music right now. I have, my recording device is here, but I needed to do something else. And I was not going to podcast until something pretty spectacular happened this morning, and it got me pretty excited. And I said, oh, well, devil, I'm going back to the drawing board and I'm gonna go ahead and report some more. And so before I do that, let me just tell you off the top of my head where some of my podcasts can be heard. No, it's not some of my podcasts, the platforms where my podcast can be heard. Anchor, Spotify, Deezer, JioSaavn, that's JioSaavn, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, Spotify, did I say that? Deezer, Pandora, Amazon, and iHeartRadio. Let's see. Where do I begin? I wish y'all could see how broad this smile is on my face today. I am feeling so good. I'm all dressed up. I had some things to do today, and I went out earlier, but then, you know, I had to come back in because I'm waiting on someone and just some things going down that needed to be taken care of. And so I have a little bit of time while I'm still waiting. And so, boy, this is probably going to be a heavy one. Let me put my disclaimer out there because I just need to release some things, and I'm trying to help some folks. When I do this, I wish I could just kind of say it all the way I really want to. Some things I'm just not released to say right now, but oh, rest assured, one day it's all coming to the forefront. Not just here. In the life to come. But in addition to that, I have been working on a new book. In fact, I just finished one. It's only about 55 pages, this particular book, but it's sort of like a memoir about my mother and her love of food. I've mentioned several times my mother's been deceased since 1997. And I just wanted to share some things and some memories. About her cooking and her just overall love for food, and some, you know, some of the funny stories surrounding it, and then kind of tie in my recipes and, things like that. So I finished that. And something that I've been putting off and talking about for years that's really pressing me in this season like it never has been. I said, one day I'm going to write a tell-all book. Oh, yes, I am. And yes, I did. And yes, I am. And yes, I'm is. And I'm letting the devil know it's all coming out, as my grams used to say, it's coming out in the wash. So I started writing a book entitled, now it may change, I'm just gonna throw it out there. The title is Ladies Beware. The enemy still comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so it was just so effortless because once I started, and this is coming through, coming off of fasting and prayer and some things. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit. Once I started, once I just opened up my laptop and just began to type, I'm telling you, from the title to the first line to the dedication, I have typed fluently for hours on end, word for word, without having to take a break to think about anything, or should I say, anything, because it's all there. I've lived it. I've been living in it. And I have all kinds of documentation. And oh man, it's going to be a heavy one. And this will be the longest book out of 20 plus books that I have written. And they are all on Amazon. One is just a series, a short series on, God's word on, and then I have various topics. In fact, I was laying across the couch the other morning, like six something in the morning, and I started reading mine on healing, but it deals with various topics: healing, marriage, works of the flesh, love, peace, stuff like that. And then, I have some others that are in paperback format, and so they've been on Amazon probably, I've got roughly about 3 years or so. And I've been pulling at it, like, okay, I need to continue. There's some things I need to release, but I just didn't really have the time. And well, now God is saying it's time, daughter. And so I made up in my mind, and let me put this out here, because I will not be doing a whole lot of topics and episodes on this particular podcast anymore, because I am branching off and going to a paid platform where my content will be membership geared. And I'm on, only going to put that out there. So it won't be just for everyone. It will be for the select few for who it is for. And I'm also happy to report that in addition to Amazon, my books are about to be placed in another platform, another area, some physical location. So see, God is doing what he was always going to do. There was just some things that needed to be removed. Some things need to be done. Some people that had to move. It's like I'm living another part. Years ago, I took the journey of Abraham and Sarai moving, leaving from my location and not necessarily knowing where I was going. Only knew 20 years ago that I was headed to Virginia. And I had been speaking and declaring that for many years. My son said, "You have been saying that ever since I was like in middle school or early high school." I didn't even know or understand why, but I knew I was supposed to be in Virginia and I had never been here. So God brought me on that journey and I have not looked back. It's been about 20 years and he has kept me. He has kept my seed. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. He has brought us through it all. And through that time, I have continued. I just posted some podcasts with Mayor Miller on yesterday, and I think a few last week, talking a little bit about her journey. Unfortunately, I had to cut and edit a lot. In fact, a little while ago, I was out in the yard And I got a text message and I looked and it was from her, you know, letting me know that she had received the links and everything that I sent her. And so this is a new season in my life. God is bringing so many wonderful people into my life. You know, we were at a like a book fair over the weekend and just met some wonderful young talented authors. And I purchased a book for my son from one of the entrepreneurs, and he signed it for him personally, and had people talking to us about helping us with publishing. I self-publish right now, but God's just opening so many doors, and they were like amazed when they found out my son is almost 13 and he's about to publish his first novel. And already I think it's about 30 chapters long. He's drawing his own character for it. And I mean, it's a really good book. He has another one, Space Rebel, that he started, and he went halfway through it and said, "You know what? I just want to pause this because he's just so excited about this book." And guess what? After he finished that and started, I told him, I said, "Now you have to go back and reread it, edit it, see if you have any mistakes." And then I told him I'll put some fresh eyes on it and I'll go back and edit it for you again before we upload it and all of that. He said, "Thanks a lot, Mom. You saved me from, you know, making like 500 mistakes." No, he's a good typist. He's really learning how to type. But he got right to, he was like, "Now I'm ready to go ahead and do the second part of it," because he has like five books out of this one series. So my son is just so blessed and he's so talented. And one of the people at the book fair was talking to him. And then he looked at me and he said, "Your son has, he's a genius. That is a genius mind on that kid." And guess what? He wants to hire him to do some work for him. He wants, my son does video and technology and all of these things that a lot of these new young age millennials do. And he said, "Listen, I want to get him in here and pay him to do this. Come on, Lord, open up these doors." See, this is what the enemy was trying to stop all along. And guess what? He delayed it. Oh, this time he really stretched this out close to 15 years. I've been walking and dabbling in blessings, but then the enemy got in, y'all. He got in. You better hear me very carefully because there are some things that I want to say to a few people out there. I want to really call out some names today, but I don't think the Lord is going to even allow me to go that far right now. Some things y'all don't know. Y'all don't know Stephanie J, but there are some people who know and some people who know better. See, it's crazy when you walk with the Lord and people know you. They know you, but it still amazes me how they will still allow the enemy to use them. And I have a warning for you today, and I know you're going to listen. So I hope you hang on to the end. I'm gonna get this out. Let me just tell you a little bit about what happened this morning that sparked this. And I was like, "Oh Lord, I got to go and do this one." And so I have been fasting. This has really been a season of just fasting and prayer, just staying in the word and seeking God for direction because the doors are opening up and everything is so new and so different in my life. I dare not trudge through this alone. I dare not, as my grandmother used to say, try to walk ahead of God. So I had to kind of shut down and get back to those disciplines. And so what I've been doing is a lot of intermittent fasting, but periodically I'll go about 3 or a little longer days with just consuming no food, drinking maybe a smoothie or two and some herbal tea and just drinking water. Like we go through waters around here like crazy. Like I'm recycling hundreds of bottles of water a month because we're drinking so much water. But that's what I've been doing. And so recently, I didn't intend to, but the Lord just was like, "You know what? Just go on a fast." And I know that it's good to do because the enemy is still out there playing games. I'm smiling as I'm saying that the enemy is still out there thinking he's on a prowl and on the attack. And I knew this time, I said, "Okay, God, this is escalating. And I know that I need some reinforcement. So, how many of you know the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal? I don't have to get down and fight with the enemy. I don't have to get down in the dirt and get dirty, even though I can do that. There's plenty of things that I can do, but I'm fighting this thing fully armored. And the devil needs to hear that this morning. I keeps my armor on. I keep my armor on. As Ephesians tells me to do. I've been going over those scriptures for years. I'd have read Ephesians 6 about 1,000 times. So I know the enemy. I know what I'm dealing with. And I do clearly understand I am not wrestling with flesh and blood. But it is so sad to see when people know and they know that they know and they know that they know better. And you're going to allow the enemy to use you. Why? Just so he can turn around and chew you up and spit you out because you're headed on a road to self-destruction. And I'm not just talking to one person. There's more than one of you out there. And I hope with the connections that this individual is connected to, I hope that they let you hear this if you don't hear it on your own. All of you need to hear this and be warned today. I'm going to say it right here and right now because I can't hold it anymore. Today is D-Day. I'm going to let that marinate just for a second while I'm pulling up these cards here. I was so busy scribbling down this information so fast that hopefully I can read it, but I'm going to share a little bit of information. So once again, today is D-Day. I've declared, and the Holy Spirit has declared D-Day on the enemy. A lot of you are familiar with that term because it's something that happened in our history back in 1994. But let me tell you how it came about. Okay. The reason why I mentioned fasting, no, I'm not bragging. I don't really see what the big deal is about fasting. People who don't do it mainly, you know, are the ones that say, "Well, I thought she's not supposed to tell nobody." And I did. Well, I'm telling you for a purpose, not to be bragging. I've been fasting since I was a teenager. That more than almost 40 years ago, I started fasting. So it's not a big deal to me. It's a regular discipline and a part of my life. And so after I did 63, I was going to do more, but then when I was out Sunday, I started feeling a little fatigued and I knew I needed my strength and I was dry. I had driven a long distance and I was like, nah, I gotta, you know, break and eat. So about 3 o'clock, I ate something and I went 63 hours instead of the 72 that I intended. And then from that point, I was going to switch over to intermittent fasting after I eat. You know, after I ate, then I was going to go the entire next day and then break it for one meal at 6 p.m. And this is what I've been doing. And so I've been waking up in the middle of the night when I'm fasting. You know, your body, if you don't know a lot about fasting, you'll have to Google it or talk to somebody else who knows because I can't make this all about fasting. I do have other podcasts about it. Your body starts to shift gears and change and it starts messing with your sleep cycle. Well, unfortunately, I wasn't sleeping much anyway. And so, you know, I'll be up in the wee hours of the morning. I ain't gonna say I'm always sleeping or I'm not always up in prayer and reading the word, but for the most part, I am. But when I start fasting, I make it a mandatory part of my fast to, you know, get in the word and spend time in prayer. Because if not, I'm just basically going on a diet and I'm not a dieter. I'm not dieting. I'm fasting for benefits and for purposes. So I said, Lord, you're going to have to come in through here because it's time to really shut this devil down because he's not getting the message. And he told me about 2 weeks ago to contact a ministry I have been connected with in the past, in a way, not visiting or whatever, but I've been connected with a pastor. And so I know that they have powerful prayer services. So the Lord was like, you know, contact them for prayer. And so I put in a request. And the lady told me, yeah, they have your requests and they'll be praying and lifting you up. And, you know, they take it to the church, on this day and that day or whatever. And so I said, okay, so now I got some reinforcements kicking in. And then another ministry just put in my heart just this week and was like, contact them for prayer. See, I know what I'm dealing with, and I thank God that I stay close to him. I stay close to the wall so I can get instruction and know what I need to do. Because see, y'all don't understand. Some of you don't. Some of you, and the ones that I'm talking to, the ones that you know I'm talking to, you know when you hear my podcast and you know I'm talking about you. I want you to know. And that's why I drop certain little hints and clues. Nobody else might not know, but you definitely know that the Spirit of the Lord is talking through me to you. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that you will wake up before it's too late, because you really are on a road to self-destruction. Okay? So that's why I'll just say this. That's why certain times when I know the enemy is tracking me, I will put information out in my podcast, certain things, because I know the enemy's going to hear that and then they're going to sit back and say, oh, okay, so you're doing this, huh? Oh, okay, I'm going to get this number and I'm going to call this person. Oh, so you're talking about this person. Oh, I'm going to get this person. See, this person, I've been dealing with these, especially two in particular, I've been dealing with these spirits for many years. One I know very well from my childhood up until my adulthood. I know the spirits that I'm dealing with. So I'll just sit there and put information out, and then I sit back and wait for you to take the bait. And you always do. Just like the devil, he's always doing the same thing. He comes the same way. I know what you're going to do. And I already let the people know who need to know. Okay, expect a call. Expect a call. It's going to come. And without fail, every single time, it happens. Unfortunately, there have been a few people that I have warned and they fell for the bait anyway, because we know, as the Bible says, the devil is a liar. He is the father of lies. The Bible says he's a murderer before the foundation of the world. Well, I can't say anything about that. A lot of times I just feel like when people do that, when you warn people about a person's nature and character and you tell them, okay, this is what the person said and did, and this is what they've been doing and blah, blah, blah. And so if they come to you with this, know that it's it. And they be like, yeah. But then when they get that call, they don't always heed to what you said. And after a while, you see the distance. You see them, you know, now they're not calling and things like that. And it's like, okay, I already know what it is. So if you want to allow the devil to pull you off track like that, then you go ahead. But me, I'm going to keep it moving, because guess what? It is D-Day. It is my time. And I'm going to tell you, hopefully I won't run out of time. I'm going to tell you at the end why it's not D-Day for me. It's V-Day. I done had my D-Days. I've had many surprise attacks from the enemy. I've had the enemy coming from left field. I've had them coming over me. I've had them coming under me. I've had them coming around me. I've had them trying to take me out. But guess what? I'm still here. The song in the season for me right now is Dr. Saps. Here I am. I'm still standing. No matter what you tried to do. Reminds me of Antoine Fisher. I'm still standing. Didn't matter what y'all tried to do to me. I'm still standing. Guess what, devil? No matter what you tried to do to me and my seed, we're still standing, and we're standing strong, and we're about to go in and possess the gates. And so I'm here to serve you notice today. I served you notice on the other podcast. Your time is up. This is your last round. I promise you. I promise the devil today. I'm saying it. I'm bold enough to declare it on D-Day out of my mouth. This is the final round. And because you keep refusing to heed the warning of the Lord, he's come to you so many ways, come to you through so many people, come through his word. He's had me speak it and confirmed it, even through the radio and different personalities. And you saw it and you heard it. And God says, you keep on walking your way. You keep on doing your thing. You keep on going the broad way to hell and destruction. I'm telling you, this is the final round. You better go back and read what happened to Pharaoh and his army when they pursued in hot pursuit God's children after they had kept them in bondage all of these years. And when he finally let them go, he was like, why did we just let these people go from serving us? Now, who's going to be here to do ABC? Now, God had already destroyed them. And see, I didn't even plan on going here. But they foolishly got up and pursued the children of Israel. Let me tell you, devil, the scripture that I stand on. I read this all the time, but especially when I'm going through.
I love Isaiah 54, and it starts off talking about, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing, cry aloud, and et cetera, et cetera. And then I go down to the fifth verse, and it says, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. Now we know he's talking to his people, but I read into this and I claim it for myself, because this is what I've walked through many years. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. And then I always skip down. I love these verses. It says in 11, O thou afflicted, I've been afflicted, I don't know about you, tossed with tempests and not comforted. I've had some comfortless nights. I still have some comfortless nights, but thank God I know what to do. I don't have to go get Jack Daniels or nothing like that, but I know what to do when I'm having comfortless nights. He said, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors. But the enemy goes and gets Jack Daniels. I'm going to put that out there. And lay thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children, I stand on these words, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. God is establishing me. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near thee. That sounds like my favorite Psalm 91 that I've been standing on for years. Behold, they shall, this is the verse now. Hear this loud and clear, devil. Behold, they shall surely gather together. God sees you. He sees you gathering people. He sees y'all together. He sees you walking in agreement. I know the spirit. I recognize the spirit. I know the work behind it. He says, but not by me. He said, they ain't gathering by me. That ain't my work. That's Satan's work. Whosoever, listen to any of you out there, whosoever, and I'm talking to some specific people today, and they know who I'm talking to. But for the rest of you, because not everybody is walking with the Lord. Not everybody is on a straight path. There are a lot of you out there that are on in the road on deception, being deceived. And by, the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. One of the people at the book fair asked me why I wasn't preaching. Why wasn't I in the church preaching? I do go to a ministry, but I'm not preaching. I told him I do my work in the streets and I do my work on a podcast and I go wherever the Lord sent me. But you're going to get a message today. Just consider this a sermon out of the pulpit of heaven. Okay. He says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever. That means whoever you are, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. You better hear me carefully today. You've fallen in the past, but this time you're going to fall and you're going to be like that commercial with that old lady. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up, because God has brought you through too much. He's blessed you through too much. And how about this? He's blessed you through me for years. For years, he's blessed your family through me for years. He's blessed your children through me for years. And you're going to be foolish, oh, ye foolish Galatians who have bewitched you. You're going to be so foolish to let the enemy get you on left field because of jealousy, because of envy, because of things that have happened to you. And you see that I'm in a different place, in a different space, and misery loves company. So you're going to sit back and try to think you're going to aid the enemy in doing what the devil did to you. You allow that. I was nowhere around you. I'm talking to you specifically. We came back together years later and I found out what happened, and I still comforted you and I still gave you gifts and I still tried to rekindle what the Lord was saying. No, not in this hour, not in this season. See, the Lord knew you didn't need to be in my circle. So I'm glad I was obedient and heeded the word of the Lord. But I'm gonna let you know today, I do pray for you. I do pray for your household, but you better get it right. You better get it straight, because the walls is about to come tumbling down, you know, like the walls of Jericho. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee. I tell the devil to say, no weapon formed against me and my seed will prosper. And every tongue, all of you lying tongues out there, I don't care who you're lying on, what you're lying about. I had one of these, I'm going to say, enemies, let me be careful how I word. One of the enemies that the devil's been using to thwart me, to delay my plant path for years, had the audacity to stand before me lying about some mess that they know that they did, that they doing, and then gonna have the audacity to say, you know, made a reference to a new player that they trying to bring in, thinking that they gonna help. I wish I could tell y'all the story, but it'll be in the book. You just gotta wait for the book, cause it's gonna be a tell all. But so they got a new witch on the team, thinking that they gonna do what five other people couldn't do in over 5 years. How foolish are you to be deceived? But they're going to stand in front of me and try to give me a story that we both knew wasn't true. And they're going to say that this person is supposed to be a Christian. I said, and how would you know that? Well, you know, they had Christian music playing. I said, you listen to Christian music, you read the word, and you're not a Christian. That devil stood in my face after all the mess they did all these years and had the audacity to say, I'm a bona fide Christian. I said, you a bona fide lie. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Somebody better hear me today. I don't even know why I got off on all this. I said, Holy Spirit, have your way. This is what happens when I come off a fast. I spent time in the word. I'm in the process of doing a study, and I'm not going to, a lot of the studies that I'm doing now is not for this podcast. It's for other messages, and it's for the other podcast. But I was just studying, really reading through some scriptures on Ahab, Jezebel, Nabal, the fool who got hard in his heart when he reproached David, and then Delilah. Those are four evil, wicked spirits that are out here destroying people left and right. You better heed the warning today. Let me go back to what I started to say. So when I came, woke up early this morning, I went to bed after 2. I was typing my book until about 2 a.m. Then I got myself ready for bed. I woke back up at 4 o'clock. By 4:30, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, go ahead and pray for this person. But I knew what I was supposed to pray about. And so I just started praying. I prayed maybe about 20 minutes or so, but I kept trying to rest and go back to sleep. And I knew I wasn't going to sleep. I got up, I went downstairs, I got some water, I turned my backyard light out. I keep it on through the night right now because neighbors telling me people lurking around my doors and stuff. So I got to be on watch. Well, I don't got to be on watch because I go to sleep. Holy Spirit is seeing it. But anyway, I just keep the lights on so that it's not so dark now. And so I went downstairs and I got some water and, you know, did a few things and I laid back down and I said, God, I don't want to be up at this hour in the morning. It's almost 5 o'clock. I want to get some rest. I got a full day. I got things to do. I got to go through these papers and I got to, you know, get these files and I got to do this. And I'm looking at this information. And I got to finish, you know, with the licensing of my third business that I'm doing. I said, I got to get this stuff done. And I need my energy. I laid down, must have drifted off, woke right back up. It was like a little after 6. I laid there, I started praying. Then I just said, you know what, 7, I just jumped up, got up, did what I had to do, changed my sheets, put on my new fall comforter, you know, spruce my room up. Next thing I know, that's another thing about fasting, you get crazy energy. After 3 or 4 days with no food, your body just, woo, it's like a plane. Like those airplanes on D-Day, your body just starts to soar. And I just started, you know, just wiping up, doing little stuff. And, you know, then I had to take a shower, get real cute. I'm looking real cute. Yes, I am, devil. I'm looking real cute. Got on my pink G-Shock watch from New York City. No, I'm sorry, from Jersey. This was a gift, but it came from Macy's in New Jersey. And it's so funny because I was looking at a pink G-Shock watch in Macy's down in Manassas. And a few weeks later, I said, well, when I go back, if it's still there, I'm going to go get that. I like that. Well, the Lord had it delivered to my door. Ain't God good? So I got on that and my, you know, cute little outfit. But anyway, so yeah, I'm ready for the devil today, y'all. I'm in rare form right now. I'm ready for the devil because, see, I'm putting this out there because I want you to hear it. I want you to know what's coming. So when I was praying, I was instructed to pray. I started saying, Lord, today is D-Day. And I didn't know why. I said, today is D-Day. I'm declaring D-Day on the devil. This is the destruction day for the devil. But this is the divine turnaround day for me. This is victory for me. This is V-Day for me. But his vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I started to quote scripture. I didn't know why I was saying this. So when my son was doing his, before he started his lessons, I said, let's have a word of prayer. And as I was praying, I started saying it again. I called it out again. And I said, God, I'm declaring D-Day on the enemy. You see the path of the enemy. Cut them off. Do what you did on D-Day. Father, Holy Spirit, let a Holy Ghost take over. And I'm praying like that. And I said, God, this is victory. This is victory for all of your people who have stood. This day will not be the same for us. This is D-Day. This is D-Day, right? And so when I finished praying, my son left. And I have my laptop in front of me. I got all these neatly piled files. I have my calendars. I have a lot of documents and folders. Everything is neatly across my living room, the table and things like that. I had to organize it because I can't be around chaos or mess. But so I was sitting there getting ready to get into some stuff. But then I Googled. I said, oh, what was the date of D-Day? I Googled it and it came up Tuesday, June 6, 1944, in the information. So I said, well, that's interesting because today is Tuesday. I said, now, usually when I look up information on Wikipedia, it doesn't give me a day. I don't know about you, but I'm not used to seeing them give you a day. They always just give you the date or whatever. So I said, that's interesting. So it was a Tuesday on June the 6th, and today is a Tuesday. And not only that, today is the day where my prayers are being lifted up by the prayer band. Today was a day that I had made up my mind that I would pray and even get on their live stream while they're praying to stand in agreement. So I got excited and I said, oh, I got to write some of this stuff down. And I'm not going to have a lot of time, but it basically said, it was the Normandy landing operation and associated airborne operations of the Allied invasion of Normandy in Operation Overload during World II. It was codenamed Operation Neptune and referred to often as D-Day. So I was like, okay, well, let me read a little bit more and just write a few things down. So it says Hitler placed Field Marshal Erwin Rommel in command of German forces and of developing fortifications along the Atlantic Wall in an anticipation of Allied invasion. I was scribbling, y'all, so I'm doing the best I can. U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt placed General Dwight D. Eisenhower in command of Allied forces. The amphibious landings were preceded by extensive aerial, that's air, and naval. And that's another thing I prayed in my prayer with my son. I said, Satan is the prince of the power of the air, but Holy Spirit, you take over. You take over the airways, every way he's trying to come. So I'm praying like this, and then I'm reading this, and I'm getting excited. And naval bombardment and an airborne assault. The landing of 24,000 American, British and Canadian airborne troops shortly after midnight. How many of you have been in your midnight hour and it just seemed like it was so late that you thought God wasn't going to come? I'm talking to you that are walking right before him where he says in Psalm, I believe it's 86, no good thing. I'm not talking to you that's out looking for innocent blood to shed. I'm not talking about you who are on the wayward path to walk into destruction. I'm talking about those of you like me who have been through hell, high water, who have been through the fire and know that he's going to bring you out. As my grandmother spoke to me, the last words, he's going to bring you out as pure, sparkling, beautiful gold. And yes, he has kept me and I'm coming through this thing. Okay. So I've been in many midnight hours and it seemed like God was going to show up, but I'm here to tell you at midnight, I heard a knock at the door and I opened up, and the Bible says, if you open up, he'll come in and sup with you. I wasn't worried about anybody being there with me because God has proven himself, not that he had to, over and over and over again. No matter, he said, when father and mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. He said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. The psalmist cried. I've cried that, Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. God, you see him. You see the enemy advancing. Well, guess what? After midnight, Allied infantry and armored divisions began landing on the coast of France at 6:30. And how about that's the time of prayer that they pray? But anyway, the target, 50 miles or 80 kilometers stretch of the Normandy coast, was divided into five sectors. Five is the number of grace, somebody. I'm teaching today. Utah, Omaha, listen to this. Gold was one of the places. Juneau and Sword. Sword. I have my sword in front of me. Strong winds blew. How many know that God works through winds? He worked through, he blew, I believe it was an east wind when he caused the waters to fall back over Pharaoh and his army. Y'all better hear me. God is blowing some winds over somebody right now. You better go back and retreat. You better repent and turn your face and go back to the Lord. You better go back to serving the Lord. Don't let the devil get you out here, because he plays for keeps. He wants as much company in that lake of burning fire. And I don't know about you, but I'm not willingly walking to hell. I'm not going. That's not going to be my end. That's not. So what does it profit a man to gain his whole world? You, the other one, I'm talking to you now. You out there chasing a mighty dollar. Never really had much of anything, except for all of the things that I gave you and did for you and supported you. You out there chasing a mighty dollar, letting the devil get you out there, all kind of connections. Oh, he got you deceived. He got you fooled. And you have come, just like I was reading about Samson, you know, Delilah tried three different attempts, and Samson finally broke after she pressed him and pressed him and pressed him. God has given you so many times. And I'm telling you, this time, it's not going to be the same. You think you're walking in your own strength? You going around here letting witches speak to you? Zeresh and friends, like in Haman's life, they're giving you advice and they're trying to move you this way, and you're going out and you're enlisting people. You better understand that the time is coming where God is going to require you to give an account, and you're going to stand before him at the judgment seat, and you're going to give an account of everything. Don't you know? I keep reminding this, but don't you know he's recording everything you do? He's recording everywhere you go. He's recording every word you say. He sees every contract. He sees everything that's done in the dark. Don't you know, as my grams told me over and over, baby, everything done in the darkness, it comes to light. She said, the proof always comes out in the pudding. It always comes out. No, the proof is in the pudding. And she would say, it always comes out in the wash. Didn't those old folks have some sayings for us? But it's the truth anyhow. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You better turn around and repent. You better walk back and return to your first love, because I'm telling you, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He has you deceived. And then on the other end, God says, in this day and time, he's going to send the strong delusion so that they may believe the lie. God says, okay, you don't want me? You don't want my word? You don't want to walk in my ways? Well, I'm going to send the strong delusion, just like this wind that is talking about. Let me get back to this, because my time is going to run out. I'm getting excited. Ooh, where was I? Whew. Strong winds blew the landing craft east of their intended positions, particularly of Utah and Omaha. The men landed under heavy fire from gun emplacements. Y'all better hear this. Overlooking the beaches. See, they was relaxing, having a good time on those beaches, but not this day, not on D-Day. Listen to what was on the beaches. Some of you out there relaxing, got your Netflix subscription, your Hulu subscription, and all this stuff, and you're sitting back on your cars and on your job, and you're sitting in your house, and you're sitting in your bedroom where you think God can't see you, and you're watching all kind of stuff, and you're viewing all kind of stuff, and you're doing all kind of stuff, and God says, I see you. I got you. Did you get that, Gabriel? Did you get that, Michael? Did you write that down? Angels are sitting there following you around. They're recording what you're doing. Did you get that conversation? Okay, yeah, store that up. Put that in the books, because those are the very books that I'm going to judge them out of on that day that they stand before me. Nobody will escape judgment. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your denomination is. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care what your plot or your position is in life. One day you're going to bow. And how do I know? Because the word of God says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Keep playing with him. He's going to show you something. It says, and the shore was mined, meaning they had mines planted on the beaches. You better be careful where you're going, and covered with obstacles. Such as wooden stakes, metal tripods, and barbed wire. You better watch the gates and the places you're trying to go in, because you don't know, the enemy got it booby trapped, and you thinking you in there with Delilah, and you in at Jezebel's table, and you sitting up there with Ahab, the namby pamby, weak willy king, plotting evil against Naboth in his vineyard. Yeah, I see you. You're still plotting against my vineyard, but that's my inheritance. You won't walk off with another inheritance, devil. I'm letting you know that today. Making the work of the beach clearing teams difficult and dangerous. So let me just say this to some of you out there that have been holding on like me. Yes, it has been difficult. It has been dangerous. But you know what? God got us. God has not left us. My grandmother said he will never leave nor forsake you. That was 98. 2022, I'm still here. I'm still standing strong. And one of the gentlemen at the book event, I disclosed my age. We were talking and I said, I'm 51 now. And he was like, you mean you're 20? He said that twice. He said, you look like you're 20. See, that's the saving grace, the keeping power of God. Yes, devil. Yes, he has preserved me. Okay? Casualties were heaviest at Omaha with his high cliffs. So you can't even see the enemy got stuff up there to fall on you. The very gallows that the enemy has you building. I just read the book of Esther, the entire book early in the morning, a few mornings ago. Haman built those gallows listening to his foolish wife, Zeresh, who ended up being grieved of her husband and all of her 10 sons because they were all hanged on those gallows that he built for Mordecai. Y'all better read the story. I'm telling you, we right here. Casualties were heaviest at Omaha with his high cliffs, at Gold, Juna, and Sword. Several fortified towns were cleared in-house to have fighting, I believe I said, to house fighting. Two major gun emplacements were disabled at Gold using specialized tanks. The Allied failed to achieve any of the goals. I can't make this out. To achieve any of the goals on the first day. The operation was the largest seaborne invasion. So see, Satan is all over the place. Y'all better understand, he's in water, sea, and land. He's not in hell yet. He's been judged, but he's not in hell until Revelation 20. You better understand what's going on. It's right around some of y'all, and y'all are like blind men, blind leading the blind. Lord, help somebody to wake up. Father, I'm not doing this in vain. Father, right now, I interrupt this broadcast to ask you to save, heal, deliver, and set free. Deliver your people off the out of the cauldron of the enemy. Let somebody hear this word and heed it today, oh God. It says, the operation was the largest seaborne invasion in history. It began the liberation of France and later Western Europe and laid the foundations of the Allied victory on the Western Front. And then they had a nerve to say that one of the units, their infantry, was labeled V Corps. And V Corps too, I had already declared today was Victory Day. So let me end with this. Today is Victory Day for me, devil. There's nothing you can do. You can try. I love this part. I don't have time to read it all, but it says the first day, Juno and Gold was linked. Those are two places. And then it says then, and all five were not connected until June the 12th, 6 days later. However, listen to this. The operation gave a foothold that the Allies gradually expanded over the coming months. German casualties on that day have been estimated at 4,000 to 9,000 men. So there's going to be a lot of casualties, unfortunately. I don't have time to read anymore. Hey, go Google it. You have access to the same devices that I do. It's a very interesting thing to know that the Holy Spirit will work when you're really with him and link. He will let you know. He's let me see some of the plots of the enemy. I see where the enemy's trying to bring people in at to try to attack me. They're positioned all around. But guess what, devil? It's D-Day. And I'm not going to be the one going down on those beaches. I'll be over on the side where you can see the table spread before me like Psalm 23. He prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You get to hear me on these podcasts and you know he's preparing a table. You know what you did didn't work and it's not going to work. I only pray that you would hear me today and heed this word, because I'm telling you, I'm declaring today, there's no way around it. I don't care what the devil tries to do. Today is D-Day for you if you don't get it right, and it's V-Day for me. I'll talk to y'all again when the Lord says so, but not so much on this podcast anymore. Y'all be blessed and thanks for listening.